This is the Help My Website Sucks podcast, your bite-sized guide to web design. I'm Amy Gumbrell, a WordPress web designer who spent years helping businesses make sense of their websites. In this final series, I'm focusing entirely on WordPress, sharing features, tools, and ways of working that many people don't even realize exist or didn't know were an option for their WordPress website. Confession time. I'm a bit of a twitcher, and I love Springwatch. I can even identify most common garden birds at a glance. In fact, one of my favourite things about birds is their migration patterns, and how they navigate from country to continent and back is absolutely fascinating to me. But you know what? Website migration from one platform to another? Positively terrifying. As a web designer specializing in WordPress, I've had many conversations with businesses about moving their website from platforms like Wix and Squarespace over to WordPress. And the main thing they all have in common, well, they have no idea how to do it successfully, and they don't want to wing it themselves in case they muck it up. Their words, not mine, although the bird pun was all my own work, I'm very happy to add. And so that's what this episode is all about. Moving your website doesn't have to be scary. There's a process to follow with checkpoints along the way to make sure everything runs smoothly. And this means it will be much less daunting than it first appears. So why would you want to migrate your website in the first place? Many businesses start out with limited budgets for marketing and in particular websites. This means they often go with the quickest and easiest setup, which is not usually WordPress. However, a year or two goes by and their business evolves and develops, and that's when the light bulb moment hits. They need a more robust website solution. Their current platform often doesn't provide the flexibility or features they need to drive their business forward. They're sometimes locked into monthly subscriptions that drive them to distraction because they have no clue what they're actually getting for their money. They often get told to look at WordPress as an alternative, and that's when they arrive at my door. They often have a bewildered look in their eye or voice, since I don't always get to meet my clients face to face, and they ask the question, do they need a new website, or can I migrate the website over to WordPress and save all their content and design? And the answer? Well, once I've checked in with what they actually have and done my research, it's nearly always, yes, of course we can. So that's why a business might consider a move to WordPress from a business point of view, but I think this would be a great moment to rewind and give you my top three reasons for using WordPress as your website solution. In at number three, you're not boxed in by restrictions. You choose your own hosting, select the plugins you want, and customize your site to fit your business branding and styling. Number two, you can grow and adapt your website over time. You can add features, redesign sections, or take them away. Again, it's entirely up to you and your business needs. And the number one reason? Well, you own and control your website with WordPress.org. No limitations and no getting tied into a platform's rules. I talk about the difference between WordPress.org and WordPress.com in a previous episode, and I'll make sure I link to that in the show notes. That's covered the why. Let's move on to the how. As I said earlier, it's a process, and you need to make sure you get every step done in the right order. So you may want to make notes or check out the transcript. Here's how it works. Step one, pick a hosting provider. This is where your website is going to live. Step two, install WordPress and create a blank WordPress site so it's all ready for your content. No coding needed here, as the majority of hosting providers have a one-click installation. Step three, move your content across. This step truly depends on which platform you currently use. Some platforms offer an export service, so do check on your individual platform for what they provide. Step four, select a theme for the website. This is what controls how your site looks. Step five, tidy up the design. Adjust colors and fonts to ensure it starts to feel like your old website. Step six, reconnect your key features such as contact forms and online shopping. Step seven, point your domain to your new hosting provider. Tell your domain name where the new site lives so visitors land in the right place. step 8, test everything. We're talking links, contact forms, mobile view, and all of that before going live. And of course, step 9 then is go live. Make sure everything looks right, then flip that switch. And if that has whooshed right over your head and you still feel like the website migration world is a strange and distant planet, well, my recommendation will always be talk to a web designer. Now, if you haven't considered working with one before, get researching. I talk about how to work with a web designer in series 1 of the podcast. I'll link to that in the show notes. I'd also love to give a shout out to the Freelancer Magazine community. I'll link to them in the show notes as well, as they have a Find a Freelancer directory, which you can use to search for a suitable web designer. You'll also find a whole bunch of other wonderful freelance folk, from virtual assistants to marketing consultants, graphic designers to social media strategists. The list is long and the results for you and your business could very well be fruitful. And so, just like that, I've whisked you through migrating your business website over to WordPress. Of course, you may decide that WordPress is not for you and may want help migrating away from the platform. And if that's the case, then this is probably not the right episode to be listening to. Although I've gone through the process step by step about what to do, there are many smaller tasks that need to be done to achieve those steps. So please make sure you research this thoroughly and ensure that each step is done properly. Ultimately, migrating your website to WordPress is going to give you more control and flexibility than before. Your website still will look the same, or at least very similar, and the content is still there. So all in all, the best piece of advice I have when migrating your website over to WordPress is to plan thoroughly, test rigorously, and then launch confidently. Good luck. It's the same advice I'd give to the humble but magnificent swallow as it embarks every late summer on its epic trip to Africa. And there we have it. We've come to the end of another episode of Help My Website Sucks. Did you find it useful? I hope so. I'd be so grateful if you'd consider leaving me a review. Have you got your own website woes and need help? Get in touch via my website, twocowsweb.co.uk. Thank you so much for listening, and until next time, bye-bye.